We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
Welcome to M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. It's the new movie and dinner complex, 8 movie theaters, 8 screens. You can come out, watch the latest movies, get something to eat either while you're at the movie or before or after the movie, and you can do it all here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Everything is set up. We're ready to go. People have seen the highlights for this ball game from Coach Best. He's now talking to the crowd here, and he will be with us in just a moment or two here on the broadcast. This week, the Eagles are off. They're coming off a loss to Weber State last week, a 14-6 ball game. So the Eagles fall to 3-1 in the Big Sky, and there's only one team remaining in the Big Sky Conference that has not lost a game, and that would be UC Davis, a team that's coming to Cheney a little bit later on this year. So the Eagles get this week off. They will have a homecoming game coming up next week against Idaho State, and against the University of Idaho, and that ball game is sold out. All right, Coach Best is here, and let's see. I got to get everything wound up and ready to go, and I think we can probably hear everybody now. Hello, Coach Best.
How are you?
Whoop, we can't hear Coach Best yet. Now we can.
No, yes, we can. Probably a good thing you don't.
All right, so coming off last week, obviously, you've had about 48 hours now since the game ended to think about everything. Have your thoughts changed any from after the game to now as far as just your reaction to what happened on Saturday?
You know, like it's an age-old kind of coach adage. It's never as bad. It's never as good. Defensively, I thought we did some really, 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 really good things. Some of the best things I've seen as a player, as an assistant, as a head coach in the 20-plus years I've been here. And offensively, I don't think you could say the same. You know, we're not used to the outcome that we got, number one, as far as losses. No touchdown for a long time, but we've got to. That's against a really good outfit, Larry. And given the situation we were in, we weren't satisfied with what we ended up with. There's a ton of stuff to work on, but it's a good outfit on the road. And again, this will be a learning experience not only for players, but for us as well. But on one side, it was really, really hard to swallow. And on the other side, it was really fun to see as far as from a defensive perspective. You know, 14-6, you never would have thought about that in a million years. But that's how far our defense has come over the years, and I'm really, really proud of those guys.
Well, and some people are going to look at what I say and say you use an excuse. And I will say this. I think it's fact. And it's not an excuse, but you take any team in America and you take their top three tackles out of the ball game, and you have to do something with your fourth and your fifth tackle, or you're having to move people around and move. It just isn't going to be the same, is it, when you're missing that many guys at those positions particularly?
Well, the standard's the same, even though you may not get the same results. You got to coach the starters just like the backups, just like their backups. So you don't want to give anybody an out, because you start giving people outs or, well, because you don't get a ton of reps, it's okay if this is the standard and the coaching is the same. Some of the results may not be the same. Sometimes in a weird way, sometimes those results are a little bit better. So I got a kick after the game. I got asked about, you know, the left tackle situation. And I said, well, no one asked me after Washington State what happened to left tackle. Even the left tackle didn't play against Cal Poly. Well, everybody wants to know about the left tackle or the right guard or the, you know, defensive end of the field or the boundary safety. After stuff doesn't go well for the team and you lose games, they want to ask you. They never ask you in the midst of things, you know, or ask me in both situations. I think the left tackle position has been manned by three different guys in three different weeks, and Coach Budarek expects the same standard no matter who it is. Starters are starters for reasons, but backups are backups for reasons, and we expect them to play like starters when they get in that ball game and have opportunities.
Third down in the ball game, 2 out of 17. Was the problem on first down, though, rather than third down in this ball game?
It doesn't matter what game. For the most part, when you're not very good percentage wise on third down, a lot of that's dictated on what you do on first down. And there was too many times we were second and 10 plus in the game. I bet you, and I meant to look at it today as far as getting the sheer number, but I bet you it was 8 to 10 out of the 17 third downs after first down, we were second and 10 or more. We had errant snaps. We had penalties. We had giving up tackles for loss. And it's hard to beat anybody or even to move the sticks on third down when you're second and 10 plus after first down, and much less a really good outfit defensively at their place. That's going to be a rare occasion that you come out victorious series in and series out when you're starting second and 10, third and 12. There's too many third and outs, and a lot of that had to do with that first down non-production.
Nobody wants to get off to a bad start in a football game. You're not looking to go down 14 to nothing 9 minutes into the game. But against these guys, they are offensively a little bit challenged, and so getting out to a good lead or to a lead to start this game was pretty important, wasn't it? Try to make them chase you. It would be something they don't do very well.
Yeah, we always look to start fast. You know, defensively, offensively, or special teams, we always pride ourselves on starting fast and getting out to a lead. Whether we put the kickoff team out there, the kick return team out there to begin with, never in a million years would you like to start a game on offense, go three and out, kick the ball, and you see yourself down 7-0 four plays into the game. That's what happened. But when you really look at the course of the entire game, that's pretty impressive that four plays in, you're down 7-0, and the final score, you only give up 14 points as a team. And so those guys were resilient on defense. They were certainly up to the task, even if it is, you know, offensive team that is more of a ball possession, ball control type outfit. I think our defense matched and exceeded a lot of their intensity and execution on their offensive side of the ball. So the defense certainly kept us in the game for the entire way, especially not being as productive as we're used to.
AB, let's talk about that punt return. Josh Davis is one. He's pretty darn good. Also, their starting running back, he was dinged up as the game went on, but he was the guy that returned the punt 75 yards. What did you guys see on film, you know, in terms of blocking, the way the execution happened? You know, what did you see on film that is a correctable situation to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, that's a good question. Usually on those punt returns, especially when they come right back at you, it wasn't the anticipated flight of the ball. That's number one. So off the foot of the kicker, hang time wasn't our standard. But even if it's a little bit low, and even if it's a little bit flat, even if it's not a 4.0 or better hang time, there's still 10 other guys covering the football. We got caught a little bit staring at the ball carrier from a distance. We weren't closing the distance on the return man. We ended up following color in a few instances. And, it's just tough. When they're coming one way, you're going the other way. All they got to do is wiggle and get vertical. And it split the seams. And for 2 weeks in a row, we've been on the unfortunate end of things. The Southern Utah came back due to a penalty. But that's something we certainly got to shore up. And it starts with the operation, the snap, the kick, and then it ends with the cover. And so we've got to be better because we can be better, and we are better, and we just got to be, finer detailed in when the ball is kicked, no matter how it's kicked or where it's kicked, is getting the 10 people in coverage to end up on that ball carrier sooner than we did on Saturday.
Larry and I talked about this during the broadcast in the first quarter. You had the wind, in terms of punting the ball and kicking the ball was outstanding. And then the second quarter, the wind changed. You had the wind. Punting and kicking the ball with the wind. In the third quarter, it changed. You had the wind. The same thing. Fourth quarter went against you, which, is kind of how things go. Was there out-kicking of coverage going on? Because of the circumstance with the wind, it was zipping out there at times. Did that make a difference?
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought Cheney was a tough place to to know where the wind is coming from and going to on Saturdays. But it seemed like every quarter we had the wind at our back. It kind of went back and forth a touch. And the sun might have been even played even more of that. That sun was nasty. Yep. When you're looking back at to the scoreboard side of things. So those are things the normal customer doesn't think about going into a game where, that's why we do walkthroughs on the field at or about the time the game's going to take place, so we can see where the sun is setting to see which direction we want to go. Do we want to take the ball if we win the toss, or do we want to defer? There's a lot more to it than just you go here, I'll throw you here, or he's going to run here, you tackle him here. And so the wind certainly played, and it played in our favor. And even though the punts weren't as beautiful as we would like, as far as the high 4-2, 4-3 hang, I think the end result was really good. One time we tackled the ball carrier inside the 5 on a 70-plus or a 60-plus yard net. A couple times we kicked it out of the back of their end zone, kicking from our own 20 or just short of the 30. And so anytime you can have I think it was a 50-plus yard net at the end of the day, you're always going to take that wind or not.
Rodan Alcabendas for the second time this year is a Big Sky special teams player of the week, and he had the first and third longest kick in Eastern history in the same game, and averaged over 60 yards a kick, had the two field goals, as well. I mean, he has just been that situation has been outstanding this season.
He's been a rock star, and going into the season, we had a hunch he was going to be our place kicker. But as far as the punting duties, that was kind of up for grabs. And so him obtaining both spots, doing as well as he's done, and coaches were telling me 4 or 5 weeks ago, don't jinx him by, telling everybody he's doing well. Well, you guys see it just like we do. He's as productive as anybody on the field. And it's been nice to see. He's a hard worker. He's in his sixth fall, and he cares a ton about that locker room, and he wants to excel every time he steps on that field, and he's done so thus far.
You talk about next guy up and the EKG, Eagle kind of guy, and there's been a lot of players that have had to play this season. And Larry made a great point about the offensive tackle. Well, you also have a quarterback in Gage Gubrud, who is, trending to be possibly the player of the year in the FCS, ends up getting knocked out. You've got Eric Berrier coming in and having to be the next guy up. But isn't there a point of, kind of no return, or a tipping point when you get to injuries that damage your football team?
It depends on how you look at it. Is a glass half full, or is it half empty? Is the movie getting ready to play here? This is
really nice. Are we supposed to get popcorn or something?
I don't
know. It's kind of fun.
Salted, please. The at the end of the day, we look at it as an opportunity, and it's not the way it was scripted, but it's the way it's played out. So to us, it's an opportunity for guys to get reps, to earn more experience, to then be better at some point in their career sooner. We don't look at it as a detriment. It's unfortunate anybody gets hurt, much less a highly coveted player such as Gage. But we don't. The woe is me is not the way we're going to go about it. We've Eric's prepared for 2 years to put himself in this situation, and he'll continue to learn week in and week out. Every quarterback has had not a great day at the office, at some point in their career, and he's only going to be better, from these experiences going forward. So we'll see how it all pans out, but we don't look at it as the glass half empty. We look at it as glass half full, and speed bumps are something to go over, not around.
All right, so, you know, this was this a little bit of a perfect storm in that you've got a backup quarterback with three offensive tackles out, your top running backs banged up, against a defense that is probably the most exotic of any of the defenses that you have to face in the Big Sky Conference. So you have this new line who's trying to communicate against one another, against a team that may give you the same pre-snap look several times in a row, but in several times in a row, the pressure's coming from different spots.
Yeah, I mean, it's adversity. We love it. We don't want to be vanilla. We don't want to play against vanilla. We want everybody's best shot. We want everybody's best players, even if that doesn't mean we're not afforded our best players. And so it's only going to help us, and that's the way we approach it, Larry, because we've got to find out what we have in situations where it's a must play, where it's a now you got to go. There's no time to think. There's no time to blink. And on the job training sometimes is the way to go. And we got some of that on Saturday, and we'll continue to have some of that. We'll continue to play with certain, you know, scenarios in practice, you know, it's so we don't get caught off guard, which we never will be. So we've worked some of those things out, even practice. If and when something were to happen, what's our next move? Don't think one move ahead. Think two moves ahead so you're well prepared.
All right, so most people who see Eric Berrier see Vernon Adams. And so the first year, what people don't remember is Vernon's freshman year in 2012. It wasn't all puppy dogs and roses and things like that. There were some growing pains within that year. So are there similarities here in what you saw on Saturday and what you remember from 2012?
Just because they're quarterbacks and just because it wasn't rose petals and rainbows, I think you could say that about any position, that every position when you're thrust into that role of playing a ton or starting because somebody is down, you're always going to put the microscope on them to see how well they play. And if they play well, guess what you're going to say? Next week he's not going to play well. And then the next week they play well, then you're going to say, at some point you're just waiting for him not to play his A-plus game and then say, what happened? You know, that's part of learning. I mean, you don't learn the alphabet, you know, or you do learn to draw before you learn the alphabet. There's steps to the process, and not everything is going to be hunky-dory and go as smooth as you want. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. And it's about bouncing back. And so, yes, there are some similarities, but to me, I like the similarity is what Vernon Adams ended up doing towards the end of his career, learning from those moments that he stumbled, you know, out of the blocks with. And so that's resiliency. That's competitiveness. That's some eagerness, and that's just, you know, that's what Vern really, really gripped and wanted to be better from the shortcomings he had early in his career.
We've talked about wins and teachable moments in wins. There are a lot of teachable moments came out of this game, right?
Yeah, very much so. And it's easy, like anything, when things don't go your way on the scoreboard to say, okay, you had all these monstrosity of issues, and everybody in that locker room after the game knows the end result didn't and wasn't the way we had played it out or anticipated. So you already feel you can't attack situations differently after it's kind of been done and over with. You still want to attack them in a positive manner. You want to still have coachable moments. And one would argue, well, aren't there more coachable moments in a loss than a win? And we've talked about this before. To me, there's more coachable moments in a win because now you think you've figured things out, and so you'll just do what you do and then just copy that the next week, and that's not the case. And so it already stings enough that you lose. So let's make the correctable decisions and correctable measures that we need to, whether it be protection, whether it be coverage, whether it be alignment, whatever those things may be. But let's not dwell on those things. Let's make quick adjustments, get into our bye week, get healthy, get rested, and get ready for next week's game.
I thought you made an interesting point in the film. Not that all of your points are clinkers. This one, you talked about Jay Hill getting a water Gatorade bath at the end of a win halfway through the Big Sky season, beating Eastern Washington, coming off a loss. This was really a playoff game for Weber in terms of how they approached it and how I thought they came out in the first quarter. And I thought their tempo was a little bit steeper and more intense than Eastern's. Did you have that feel that maybe you guys weren't as locked in initially as you wanted to be?
Well, we were locked in. I don't think that was the issue. Everybody points to you scored points and you were locked in. I've seen a lot of teams on Friday have a lot of substitution issues in a walkthrough or Saturday, guys are jaw-jacking, all of a sudden you throw 60 points on the board. No one asks how locked in you were at 60 points. You just assume that it's a locked-in situation. So we were locked in. That wasn't the issue, because if anybody here watched the defense, I think they were pretty locked in all day long and dictated a lot of the tempo in that game. We just couldn't get on track offensively. And so it was one of those, one side's playing really good, one side's not playing as good. And so the argument of locked in or not, well, then how do you argue when one side's locked in? We didn't make enough plays when we had the opportunity to, and defense kept us in the game the entire way, you know, from an offense perspective. And we had the ball at the 40-yard line going in, still down 8. And, you know, we made a mistake, and mistakes happen, and we got to learn from those mistakes.
We get to be armchair quarterbacks on Monday when we do the show. And being an armchair quarterback now, opportunities a couple of times inside their red zone, going for it on fourth down, maybe kicking field goals. Wind was an issue, could have been a problem. You get some more points, maybe a couple extra kicks. All of a sudden now it's 14-12 going down. You don't have to throw that interception at the end. Was there a thought process going through your head on that?
You know, we communicate as coaches, and there was two times in the red zone that we went for it. And one of them, we moved the sticks, and one of them we felt like might have been a little bit outside of the range given the wind of Roldan, given the fact he might have to swing a little bit harder and may kick the ball flight maybe a little bit lower. We're our own worst critics too when it's all said and done. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, you may have argued the first time we went for it on fourth and one at the minus 49. We end up getting a turnover out of it later on defense, so it's kind of a wash. But it's all calculated. Sometimes it's gut, Paul, and sometimes it's just the way kind of the game is playing out. But we're going to still stay aggressive. That's the thing. We're not going to be non-aggressive. We still want to be aggressive, but we want to be calculated aggressive. And I felt like we were. You can always go back and say ifs, ands, and whats. But that's the way it played out, and I think defense held serve in the times that we didn't get the first down on fourth down.
All right, Coach, we've got two seniors over there. We have Curtis Bill and we have Zuzi Webster here today. Who goes first?
Well, you got to go long snapper. You always got to appreciate the long snapper first. Curtis Billen's on.
All right, sounds good. That's next. Curtis Billen joins us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This month is the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. And with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know. Just, puns? Really?
Don't miss the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica is about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
When putting in a tree or fence post, we all hate it when our shovel hits a big rock. But there are worse things to come across, like a natural gas or electric line. Nowadays, buried utilities are everywhere, some just below the surface. That's why it's the law to call 811 before you dig, to have your lines marked ahead of time. It's free for Avista residential customers. So call 811 two business days before you dig. You need time to pick out that perfect shrub anyway. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available, and we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Eagles in action against Idaho a week from Saturday. Ruse Field already sold out for the ball game, but there may be some tickets available as tickets get turned back. Holds on tickets sometimes come back. So keep posted on the internet. Go to goeagles.com, click on the tickets link for more information. Probably next week, midweek or so would be the time to do that. Noon game time will be on the air at 11 o'clock here on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM, and the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Long snapper Curtis Billen joins us now. What's the world like seeing it kind of upside down?
I'm honestly surprised you guys knew who I was.
I always try to give the long snapper credit on the snap because Coach Best would beat me up if I didn't.
Right?
He beat me up, so it's fair.
No, but life's good.
Long snapper. How did you kind of get into that and decide that this was something that you, A, liked to do, B, could do, and C, wanted to continue to do?
I mean, I always snap all my life. Like, started when I was third grade, and I just kind of kept doing it. I was always a stud of football, but always long snap too. So I didn't really get the looks I wanted, like going out of high school, so I was just like, either play D3 linebacker or D1 long snapper. So I made my choice.
Do you miss playing the defensive side or even an offensive side of the football when you were playing as you were younger?
I mean, of course. I mean, I always miss it. But, like, football right at this point is, like, I enjoy every snap. When I get on the field, I enjoy every game. Like, I've only got a couple games left, so I got to enjoy every moment.
Do you go to camps or things like that in the summertime and try to refine what you do?
Yeah, I have. Last summer I went to Zahner, and he's like one of the top long snapper coaches in the country. He gets it prospects to the next level. So
have you gotten some indication that you might get a look at the next level?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I'm working for it.
What does a long snapper do during practice?
Snap for 30 minutes and then be the number one fan.
How is that on days where, as it does around here, it gets a little cold?
I take a couple bathroom breaks to warm up, honestly.
I think it's great, Curtis, that you do what you do because it's unique and difficult. Now, the question I have, do you have a YouTube little deal? You remember that there used to be a thing where guys were doing long snapping and they were launching into the back of a truck or through a window or bouncing it off a building and making a basket. Have you ever done anything like that?
I tried to make my own highlight tape a little bit. I tried snapping half court snaps, trying to make it into a hoop. I'm not that good.
When did you kind of know that you were going to be a pretty good long snapper? Was it in high school? Was it middle school? Was it freshman year in college? When did you kind of feel that this was pretty cool in terms of what you were doing?
I mean, when growing up, you have to go to the snapping camps to get, like, exposure. So, like, I've started going there freshman year, and I got ranked really high up in there. So I was like, okay, like, I'm doing something right. So I just kept working at it. I got ranked pretty high.
Well, I think it's interesting that you and Coach Best were both long snappers. So if you go to a snapping camp, do they put your numbers on your butt? Or, I mean, seriously, I mean, you're not walking around. You're down on the ground and you're snapping and nobody can see you.
I mean,
they can't really see your jersey.
Okay,
there you go. That's
fair.
Like,
so you're not doing
So it's not like you're a jockey or anything. You need to have numbers all over the place so they can figure out.
You just need one right here, and you're good.
Don't underestimate the ability at the next level. A buddy of mine named Pat Beach at Washington State, he was a tight end, couldn't run from here to that thing in 4 minutes, but he was one of the best long snappers in the country, and he played 11 years in the National Football League doing specifically that. This is a unique position, and especially now with the special teams, you know, being such an important component. Is that something that you kind of look at? Is that something that you can prepare for? Is it just happen? It happens.
Honestly, at this point, like, if it happens, it happens. Like, the thing with long snapping, it's hard to, like, get yourself to, like, make yourself better, like, show better than other people, because everyone snaps the ball the same. Like, a top-level snapper is going to have the same snap. It's who's stronger, who's bigger, who's ever this, and you have to go to camp, spend lots of money to get there. And I'm just tired of spending that money. So if a NFL team wants me, I'll be ready.
So if you could line up on the goal line and you could snap it without anybody behind you, how far would the ball go? I mean, have you ever done that?
Yeah, of course.
How far? Can you snap it from one end zone to the other? Well, if it's windy, like it was at Weber, it was blowing 70 miles an hour, it's going to keep rolling.
I'd say about 40 yards.
That's pretty good.
Before it hits the ground.
That's pretty good.
Right.
No, that's really cool. And then the nice part, too, is you get to be an athlete as well, because most of the time they're not going to line somebody up over you when you're snapping on punts. Don't you get to run down there and cream the return guy then?
Well, with Coach Pulver, my first couple years when I did that, I was a snap and ran it down and tried to make a tackle. But when Coach Pulver came in, he's an amazing coach, but he's incorporated me more in the blocking schemes.
Oh, bummer.
Right, so now I'm more of a cover asset, just in case the first couple gunners don't make the tackle, I try and clean up.
Can you kind of talk to him and just say, look, my career's kind of coming to an end, and I would really like to have a couple of highlight hits. Even if I get nailed for targeting, that would be kind of cool. Just do it in the first half, because then you'd have to sit out the next game.
Oh, that's coach. Is that you something you could work on? Scheme?
When you... you know, do you want to try to get into like the linebackers room and watch film and or get into a position room and watch film during the week?
I mean, maybe when I first got here, when I was still like young, ready for starting play, like linebacker, maybe have a shot. But at this point, like, I'm happy where I'm at.
You're a senior. There's a young snapper on campus right now, Cody Clemens. How much is teaching him and mentoring, being a leader, important for you and for this team?
It's really important. Like, I feel like I've been helping as much as I can, because for 2 years I was the only long snapper on the roster, so I made every mistake possible. So I know if I see him messing up a little bit, I'm like, hey, you better knock that off. Like, I screwed up because it's messed up my snap and messed up how I like played as a football player. So I try and keep him as honest as possible.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring as a mechanical engineer. I'm just trying to get through it at this point. It's day to day.
Wow.
And so nothing on your mind? Just maybe getting an engineering job if you can?
I mean, I'm probably more in the construction field is what I'm going for. Like, my cousin has a lot of opportunity for me after this.
All right. So that, folks, the face of a long snapper. Coach Best, also the face of a long snapper. I think Curtis wins. Curtis, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Great job, Curtis.
Curtis Bellin here, and coming back, Zuzi Webster will join us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Sports fans, you don't like being sick or injured. That's why MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care is opening 3 new locations to treat your minor illnesses and injuries. North Spokane, South Hill, and Spokane Valley. Easy to walk in or schedule appointments online. Friendly staff who greet you and guide you through your visit. Exceptionally fast service that respects your time. Indigo Urgent Care, a better way to get better. Learn more at indigourgentcare.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, we got a brand new wheat sub here. One grain bread. Do I hear any takers? One grain bread. All right, what about two? Two grain bread. Let me get a taker for two grain. What about you, Jimmy John's? It's a firm head shake. No from Jimmy John's. How about three? Three grain sub bread. Three is not enough. How about four? Four grain. Who wouldn't want four grains? Jimmy John's still a no. Let's go five, five, six, seven, eight. Want to make it rain? Eight grain. Jimmy John's still a no. All right, what about nine? Nine grain wheat bread?
Wheat, yeah, we'll take it.
That's Jimmy John's new nine grain wheat sub. It's going once, going twice, sold.
Try our new nine grain wheat sub. Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
This month is the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. And with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know. Just, you know, puns, really?
Don't miss the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
We'll be back here next Monday at M&D. Well, actually, we won't be. Excuse me. We will be at Barrel House in Cheney. We'll have Coach Best. We'll have Shante Leggins, the men's basketball coach, and women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler. It'll be combined football and basketball show. It'll be at Barrel House in Cheney on Monday of next week. No film to show as the Eagles are on bye. And then after the Idaho game on October 29th, I think it is, we'll be back here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino with the next Eagle Football Coaches Show. Cornerback Zuzi Webster joins us now. 22 passes broken up in your career coming into this year. You've got four senior corners back there. Does it help, Zuzi, in knowing that you don't have to play every play? You can give it 100%, and then you know you're going to have a series or two off here and there?
Oh, yeah, of course. We've been grinding for these last 4 years together, just helping each other out, with technique and everything like that. So, having those guys in there, give you a break whenever you need it is very beneficial.
The bond that you guys have over the course of time, I mean, Delondo was here a year earlier than you guys, but you and Josh and Brandon, but does that help even with just communication another?
Yeah, of course. We totally understand each other. We actually know a lot about each other too. We're always joking around with each other, cracking jokes all the time. And I feel like that bond kind of keeps us tight, keeps us locked in, especially when we're traveling, taking care of the younger guys as well. So, yeah, it's really nice.
With so many young guys, because they're either seniors or freshmen, basically, at the quarterback room at this point in time, I asked Curtis the question, so I'll ask you, how much does leadership play into this whole thing for you in teaching Ira and Darian and these guys, how to do what you have to do?
It's big, because next year, those guys are going to be what, sophomores next year, so, they're going to be a young group, and they need that type of leadership now, just so they can understand what it takes to, just to play it at a very high level, and just to go out there and compete, and make sure they know their playbook, their technique, what they have to do, and everything like that. And just go out there and compete, it's follow the game plan, and then they'll succeed.
How frustrating was it on Saturday for you guys to know that you were playing so well defensively, but things just weren't working for the offense in that ball game? Did you let it frustrate you, or were you guys able to keep focused? And I would guess the answer was keep focused because they didn't score other than the first quarter of play.
Of course, keep focused. We don't really let that get to us. We just got to keep playing our game despite what's going on, overall and everything. So, as long as we play our game, we have faith in our offense regardless of what happens, at all times, with nobody was getting on each other or anything like that. So, we stay focused, we only let it one touchdown early on, but other than that, we was locked in throughout the rest of the game, we had a great defensive game.
To follow up on that question, Zuzi, as a corner, you're pretty much out there on an island, so it's you and the guy that you're recovering or in zone or whatever it happens to be, and it really is a one-on-one battle pretty much the entire time. Is it, once you get into the game, do you feel like your focus really, picks up a notch, or is it something that you have to kind of readdress each time?
Yeah, of course your focus picks up, especially when, you know, when you're in man coverage, you know. Like, well, like you said, you're out there on the island, so, yeah, your focus got to be real good. Make sure your eyes is right. Make sure your feet is right and everything, you know, because, you know, at most, well, most of the time you really don't have no help. So, you know, well, all that practice, you know, takes into the game, you know, all the preparation and everything we do throughout the week. So.
I know you want to get interceptions. You want to get pass breakups. You want to, and I thought you guys did a great job on Saturday coming up and containing and kind of giving yourself up and forcing all the play back inside where linebackers and safeties were making a ton of tackles. You know, but, you know, you look at the linebackers, you look at the two safeties, they were your top four tacklers. So giving yourself up like that, is that kind of a badge of honor for you a little bit?
Not really.
You want to make the play.
Of course, yeah, exactly. You know. I mean, like, you want to go in there and make the play and be aggressive and, you know, and just do more than what is expected of you. You know, of course, they just expect us to guard the guy and make sure, you know, he doesn't catch the ball. But also, you want to get in there and make tackles. You know, that's what the great ones do. So, you know, that's what we strive for.
You're getting close on picks. And I know that's something, you know, as a defensive back, you want those turnovers. You want to get your hands on a football. You had three fumble recoveries for touchdowns already. Is this kind of a defense that's starting to feel like, you know what, we can score too, whether we intercept the ball or scoop and score it? Do you feel like that's something you guys could do each week?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, that's what we plan to do. We plan on getting takeovers, winning the turnover battle each week. And, you know, our goal every game is to get three turnovers a game. So, you know, as long as we, you know, and even in practice, every practice we try to get three turnovers. And if we don't meet that goal, we run half gassers every practice. So something we've been always striving for and always trying to make happen.
How much better have you been able to get going up against Eastern's own offense each day in practice because how good Eastern is? Your brother's on the other side. There's some really good receivers that you have to go up against. Does that help you in league play, out of conference, those kinds of things, going against great players every day?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, even, like, for instance, when I was a little younger, going against Cooper Kupp and Kendrick Bourne and all those guys, you know, of course, it made you a lot better. And even these guys now, my brother, Andrew Boston, TG, you know, just going against those guys every day, you know, prepares you for the game, you know, and it makes everything move a lot slower.
When you come in high school, you think you're all that you're ready just to step right. Oh, at least I did, and I got buried, so that's kind of how it worked. But, it, you know, each year you kind of get bigger and stronger. You learn more. What's been your biggest thing that you've grown from coming in as a freshman to where you are now as a senior?
I have to say probably just maturity, you know, coming in, I was a big jokester, and I'm cracking jokes out of town with everybody and everything, but just, you know, just becoming more mature, you know, just going from a boy to a man, you know, that's really what I've been really trying to make happen, and I feel like I did.
What do you want to pass on to the younger guys? If you could give them some advice and put your arm around them or, you know, bring them in and show them film, what would be the thing that you'd like to pass on?
Just the little details, you know, just, I say more overall, just effort. You know, every play, you know, all because, you know, a play goes away doesn't mean you can just jog across the field, you know, go over there and just full on sprint over there and be around the ball. You know, you never know what might happen. The ball might pop out or anything like that. Just proving, just giving full on effort every day just means a lot. And it helps with the little details in and also outside of football. So it's just overall effort.
You're from the same town, same high school as Tywan Jones. What role did he have in you getting to Eastern?
Tywan is one of the guys I talked to in my recruiting process. He's the one he called my phone one day, because I actually know Tywan and actually pretty close with him and everything. So he called my phone and just give me just an overview about Cheney overall, just what to expect, you know, with the town and school wise and where it's located and everything like that. So, and I actually know about used to watch it because of him coming here. So, I say he had a pretty big part in my process coming here.
How important was it for you and your brother to go to the same place and play?
It was pretty big. That's always been a dream of ours, you know, growing up and everything. You know, especially once we both had, you know, we kind of knew, like, okay, we had the ability to make it to the next level, you know, playing college football and everything. And my mom didn't want to go to two different locations trying to see us play. So it was pretty big. And once we both got the offer from Eastern Washington, we both kind of knew. I mean, especially me, I knew kind of early that, you know, this felt like home. You know, I loved it here. And, you know, so I committed. And then he decided on Sunday day to commit here as well, you know. And I kind of knew he was, you know, just because, you know, come on now. It was great. It was very big for us to come to the same school together.
How often do your folks, are they able to come up and watch you guys play?
Yeah, my mom comes up quite a lot. She comes up just about almost every home game. Yeah, she comes up well, senior year, of course. Yeah, this season. But, you know, whenever they can, you know, whenever they got the money, they'll come up. But my mom be coming up a lot this year, and I have family coming to away games. Like, my mom just had the Weber State game because I have family in Utah. So, you know, whenever she can, yeah, she comes.
Seven games gone in your senior year. Only four games guaranteed, and that's mm-hmm. if, you know, everything goes well. So is this bye week coming at a good time mentally and physically for you and the team?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, just take this bye week just to, you know, get back into focus. You know, of course, you know, we just lost and everything. Of course, that's not what everybody planned, but, you know, sometimes you need these little things like this just to just get everything back into what you want it to be. You know, just get back into focus and see what we have to fix as an offense, defense, or whatever, special teams, and get back and get at Weber. I mean, not Weber, but Idaho, you know, and come back harder.
And then going off that, you've got four games left guaranteed yeah. in your career. What do you think?
Man, it went by quick. They said it was going to go by quick, and man, now I look at it, it really went by quick. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I'm just going to go out there, you know, give it my all, you know, every snap, every time I touch the field, and just do the best I can.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
Majoring in communications, minor in business, and I hope I'm getting into business one day and, you know, doing something in that field.
Susie, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great career so far, and hope there's more than four games left.
For me too.
Nice job, Susie.
All right, Susie Webster here with us. When we come back, Aaron Bashkree joins us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
This month is the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest, and with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know. Just, you know, puns? Really?
Don't miss the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica's about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
The Papa John's Extra Large Pizza Deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary, taxes, tip, delivery fee extra.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. MultiCare Valley Hospital is now certified by the Joint Commission as the first advanced joint restoration center for total hip and knee replacements in Washington. With shorter hospital stays, our patient satisfaction scores are 18% higher than the national average. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/valleyjointrestoration.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. And starting in October 2018, San Diego. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Eagles in the University of Idaho, Roosevelt sold out Saturday of next week, the 27th. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock kickoff. Head coach Aaron Bashkree joins us here on the Coach's Show. I asked Susie, I'll ask you, it was bye week at a good time?
You know, I thought about this question because I knew you were going to get it to me, give it to me on the way in, right? It's your go-to on a bye week. That has to be asked. Much like a recruiting class. Do you like your recruiting class? No one's ever said a bye week never came at a good time, and no one's ever said they had a recruiting class that's awful. So, yes, the bye week comes at a fabulous time for more than one reason. Seven games in a row. I don't know where the other Big Sky teams sit, but I think we may be one of the last, if not the last team, to have a bye. So we've gone seven straight weeks as far as competition on Saturday. Ideally, if you want to pinpoint it each and every season, it'd probably be after five or six. Ideally, split up the season half in. Some of these teams have it 2 or 3 weeks in, and I'm thinking to myself on the back end of things, that's 8, 9 games in a row. Sometimes, I mean, that to me is a long haul when you talk about bye weeks. But it comes at a great time, played a physical outfit. We played a physical game ourselves, and so it'll be nice to get these guys focused on studies, focused on their families, focused on a lot of things outside of football, outside of the practice that we're going to have this week to allow themselves to kind of recharge their batteries.
I would say you've played four straight really physical teams with Cal Poly, Montana State, Southern Utah, and Weber State. Could you kind of feel the toll being taken by the time you got out of Ogden? Or even going into Ogden?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can see on film, even before you see it, you know, play out a game in real life, where you can kind of simulate in your head and know that, especially from a defensive perspective, those offenses are run first, sometimes run second, and sometimes even at Cal Poly's, run third, you know, outfits. And so they're going to test your grit, your fortitude, your physicality. And so, yes, from a defensive perspective, for sure. And then, you know, on the flip side, on the offensive side, it's about the most physical outfit that we played this last week. So when you add well-coached on the road against a great outfit that's really physical, those things are going to take its toll. And so we went toe-to-toe, and we end up a little short. But it does come at a good week, and we'll get back on the saddle, and we'll be better because of it.
What happens this week practice-wise?
We'll take the field tomorrow, take the field Wednesday, get a couple lifts in. So we'll stay in the weight room a couple times this week, and then give the guys Friday, Saturday off. Get away after the your coursework's done on Friday. If you have class on Friday, do what you need to do. And like I said, focus on your main focus this week isn't on football, isn't on Idaho. It's on your family, your friends, your academics, everything outside of the X's and O's. And so I think it's important because as much as you know, we love to do it as coaches. I challenge the coaches to do that as well. Why you shouldn't eat a dinner here during the week on a bye week. You should be going home as fast as you can after practice. We'll revisit the film the next morning instead of doing it that night. And so I think it's important to not lose sight of the opportunities when you have opportunities to kind of recharge your batteries, re-energize, go reintroduce yourself to your wife or kids because we've spent, you know, seven straight weeks away. And so Tuesday night, I may get thrown out of the house because I'm not usually home on Tuesday night, tomorrow night. So if you see me at the office, it's because the kids and wife didn't recognize me. But in all seriousness, it's nice to get away from football and then really put your nose to the grindstone next week when you get back on the saddle on Sunday.
Well, AB, one of the nice things about bye week is you can send people out on the road and recruit and go see some of the people that you're looking at for the 2019 class and beyond and so forth. And that adds extra pressure along with, you know, reacquainting with the family and the team and all the other things. Is that an important thing for you guys? Do you have a strategy on that? Do you send people out maybe, you know, on Friday and Saturday to go watch people play or whatever it happens to be, or you try to do that early in the week?
That's the one thing I think that's been ramped up over the course of about the last 8 or 10 years in college athletics, but specifically in football is the recruiting during the football season in terms of your competition in the fall. So mom told us as youngsters never to do two things at once. Well, as the position I played and the position I formerly coached, offensive line, at minimum, you're doing two things at once. Well, much like in the course of a season, especially when you don't have a ton of people and a ton of you know, recruiting departments to help you out, you're wearing a lot of caps during the fall. You're prepping for a game, you're coaching a practice, you're watching kids in the weight room, and then you're doing the recruiting either via telephone or going out on the road this week. So we'll scatter our guys this week, and we've planned for this, you know, even prior to because once the bye week's set, we talk about the bye week at the end of July in our first meeting as far as what our plan is. Those can always deviate, subject to change, but as far as our recruiting philosophy and our recruiting efforts during this week, we will have guys out for a better part of the week, but we don't want to lose sight of our players here. And so those are the most important people, or the guys that are on campus now. So we don't want to leave 10 guys out and leave me to look after 105 guys. So we're calculated in how we, you know, move the parts as far as coaches on campus as opposed to those going off. So, but it is important this week that we get out, we show face and shake a few trees.
Well, and you can see what you want to see with film, but seeing somebody in person, body language, you know, after a bad play, are they frumpy pants like I was in high school and, you know, kick the helmet and throw water up in the air and snap a towel. I mean, you can tell a lot of stuff in person that you're not necessarily going to see on film, which I think would be important. And now with the two signing periods, the early one in December and, of course, the normal traditional period, you can get people to commit earlier, which takes a little pressure off you. But then that's what everybody's trying to do. Has that changed a little bit of your dynamics this year?
I just think, I guess, as time goes on, people try to get people to grow up faster and sooner. You know, it started 6 or 8 years ago when people started sending seniors that are halfway through their senior year to college campuses. And, you know, everybody's asked me along the way, would you do that? I highly recommend against it. You're only senior once in your life. Why don't you walk with the people that you started high school with and enjoy those moments and don't grow up too fast. I don't want my 2-year-old to be in kindergarten. I want my 2-year-old to make the mistakes of a 2-year-old. And so everything's kind of sped up, which when everybody kind of does it, you kind of have to be part of the trend. But we're trying to slow the speed up as much as we can. But we have it's a cat and mouse effort, and it's a chess match. So we've got to do what we need to do, but we also need to understand if we need to wait till February, we'll wait till February. But yes, watching games is important as any. Anybody can tell you there's a really good person on film, but when you see them in person, when you see their nonverbals, how they communicate with coaches and players and moms and friends and girlfriends, I mean, all that stuff matters. That all goes into the blender of recruiting student athletes.
Do you guys self-scout at all, especially on this week? Take a little time to go back and look at things?
Absolutely. And that's one thing during the season, you're in the course of game 3 or 4. There's some thoughts that every, you know, 3 games you do it to see kind of what you're trending a little bit. Some of that is sheer manpower. We just don't have a ton of guys that are able to give you that data. I think it's important, but I think sometimes when analytics only goes so far, sometimes you can outwit yourself. And I know Coach Baldwin said this about 4 or 5 years ago. Sometimes he didn't want to know his self-scouting numbers until after the season, because if all of a sudden you're a run heavy on third down, then maybe he flips a script and gain, you know, week 6, and now he's going to be pass heavy on 3rd and 1 to 3 and kind of jostle those numbers, knowing what the numbers were. And so it's one of those deals where if you're really good at something, let's be analytical in how we're good at it. If you're not really good, how can you be better at it? But let's not try to outwit ourselves or out trick ourselves in this situation. If we've been successful doing it, Why would you stay away from what you're doing and what is good? Let's get better at the things we're good at. Let's get better at the things we're not so good at. So then we raise both bars. But let's sometimes coaches out trick themselves as far as looking too much into that, and in the end it kind of you end up losing ground instead of gaining ground.
Well, here's to good health this week. Hope you can get some guys healthy. Hope you guys get a little bit of a break. Have a good recruiting week, and we'll talk to you about Idaho at the Barrel House next week. Thanks,
always
AB.
A pleasure. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Coach Aaron Best here with us. We'll be back. Wrap things up on the Eagle Football Coaches Show live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
A football game, a movie, a night out downtown. Wherever you're going, Uber is the ultimate in transportation. Never worry about parking, finding a ride, or arriving on time again. Download the app, register for free, and ride in style. Anytime, anywhere. And we have you covered when it comes to getting from point A to point B with Uber. Use code GOEAGS and get $10 off your first ride. Uber is your ride to anywhere. Get the app and get around easier.
Here's a snap. Seahawks blitz, and it's a sack. Wait, is that cheering?
Those are Seahawks fans, Ted. They're loud.
But this is an away game for them. What?
I blame Seahawks scratch. Two fans want a trip here, and they're bringing it.
But we deserve 8 home games, and this does not feel like a home game.
Can't argue with you there, Ted.
Take your loud on the road. Play Seahawks scratch from Washington's lottery and win a trip for two to San Francisco.
Odds of winning any prize are 1 in 3.33. Odds of winning second chance prize are based on the number of entries received. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Visit wildlottery.com for details.
All right, next week we'll be at Barrel House in Cheney. Coach Best will join us. Also, we'll have men's basketball coach Shantae Leggins and women's coach Wendy Shuler. That's next Monday starting at 6 from Barrel House in Cheney. Back here at M&D in 2 weeks. Coach Best will have Idaho Film at 5:30, and the Radio Coaches Show follows that. Thanks to our guests, Curtis Billen, Susie Webster, and Aaron Best. For Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. You've been listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagles Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. Hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.